good to hear yours too. Let's get on.
In the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. On the line, my good friend, Dr. Cecil Austin, a clinical psychologist. You know, Dr. Austin, let's try this again. So okay. There's something inherent in human beings that I'm not a clinical psychologist, so I didn't study human nature, and you did. You have you've got a PhD in it. So what is it about the human being that we seem to be so destructive towards one another? And you would think that we've got more in common than we don't have in common as Homo sapiens. How do we push the fact that we're Homo sapiens in the background and treat each other, you know, like, you know, we're not humans? Where does that come from? Is that inherent in human beings? You said that's learned behavior, but explain that.
Well, I'm not sure I know what it is you're talking about. You're talking about why human beings are not nice to each other?
Yes, let's say that.
Sense of ownership.
Okay.
There's a sense of ownership that you own certain people, you earn certain items. You earn certain even ideas.
And so, go ahead.
I mean, that's a characteristic of animals. Human beings are part of the animal community, and that's the way animals behave.
Yeah, dogs, but cats. You know, we're on a higher, much higher level than animals. There's something that separates us. We have free will. Animals don't have that. And so because we have free will, we should be able to reason and understand things differently. Animals can only be animals.
Yeah, I know. And we can only be human. And that's our history. When were we not?
I'm not questioning whether or not we're humans. I got that, but I'm challenging, you know, why the part of is that a part of our nature to be selfish, to not be willing to get along with one another? After all, we're thinking beings. You know, I could understand if we didn't have the brains.
The condition of the planet Earth right now is a strong indication that human beings are social.
Okay.
Social and caring. That's characteristic right now of the planet Earth and human beings.
So delve a little deeper in that. Social and caring. What do you mean?
That we see a relationship between us. You know, if you're human, you're looked upon differently than if you were something else by other humans. You know, right now, you look at the planet, it's amazing, the peace that's on the Earth right now. When you look at history.
Yeah, but we're destroying it. We don't seem
what?
To the Earth. We don't
destroying
seem
the Earth.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
You said destroying the Earth?
Yes.
Okay.
We don't seem to understand.
We might be possible. It might be possible, but I don't see any signs that human beings are trying to destroy the Earth.
Maybe I didn't say trying to. Could it be unknowingly or unwittingly doing that? You know, right now everybody's talking about, what's happening to our country. I mean, to the earth and, global warming. You don't think that's real?
Okay, well, yeah, but you're still talking about characteristics of the species. When have human beings been different? Haven't been different as long as I know.
So those are changed? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Do you think we have changed?
Doc, I don't know. I haven't studied, humans from the origin like you have. So I can only go by the limited knowledge that I have. It's why I'm calling upon you, who has a PhD in the study of humans, to kind of give us some perspective on why we are doing what we are doing.
Yeah, human beings have what's called a sense of ownership. That's mine. And it's that sense of ownership that gets us into conflicts with other human beings.
Okay.
To the point now where we have the ability to bring about a destruction never seen before.
You know, Doc, are we able to overcome that?
What do you mean, overcome it?
It's a characteristic of the human being. So are you saying then, therefore, that the human being can never get beyond the ownership that's in us? Because all of us don't have that.
Well, we've come a long way. When you look at the history of human beings on the planet, we've been pretty mean and disastrous towards each other. And
yeah,
when has it not been that way?
Well, we're watching that now play out in Ukraine and Russia. And you can see it there, but you can also see it in your and my community as people take weapons and do the same thing on a much smaller scale, as we see right now, 39 murders in our city inside of 2.5 months.
Yeah, it's characteristic of the species.
Violence?
Yes, characteristic of the species. Violence,
okay, so.
And it comes as a result of claiming ownership. Like certain things belong to you, and when somebody else interferes with that, you're willing to fight.
Well, I understand that, Doc, if we're talking about a 5-year-old child, but you're saying that's even over and above that.
It's the characteristic of the species. You look at the history. You look at the history of human beings. You will find that characteristic. Human beings have never been totally at peace with each other.
And so, if I'm understanding you right, never will be.
I can't say that it never will be, but we haven't seen an example of that. We haven't seen an example of worldwide peace.
Hey, Doc, hang on a second. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Dr. Cecil Austin's on the line. We'll be right back.
Sitting on a darker bed.